Chapter 1. Your license to drive. Under the laws of Alabama, every person, with some exceptions, must be licensed to operate a motor vehicle upon public streets and roadways. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, Driver License Division, issues driver licenses. This chapter tells you who may qualify and what you must do to obtain an Alabama driver license. If applying for a motorcycle license, you should study the motorcycle manual. License requirements. Every Alabama resident who operates any motor vehicle, except a farm tractor or implement of husbandry temporarily upon any street or highway, must have a driver license. All applicants who have not been licensed in Alabama or whose Alabama license has been expired for over 3 years must pass the required driver examination. A holder of an out-of-state license which has not been expired over 1 year does not have to pass a driver examination. An Alabama driver license is not required for these people. The following persons may drive a motor vehicle upon the streets or highways in Alabama without an Alabama driver license. Any person in the employ or service of the United States federal government while driving or operating a motor vehicle owned or leased by the United States federal government. Any person while driving any farm tractor or implement of husbandry temporarily operated or moved on the highway. A resident at least 16 years old who has in his immediate possession a valid driver license issued to him in his home state or country. This includes military personnel from other states and their families stationed in Alabama, even though their assignment in Alabama may be of long duration. A non-resident at least 16 years old whose home country does not require licensing of drivers may operate a motor vehicle as a driver of not more than 90 days in any calendar year, if the vehicle operated is duly registered for the current year in the home country of the non-resident. A non-resident who has a valid driver license from the state of previous residence may drive without an Alabama license for 30 days after becoming a resident of the state. Any non-resident full-time student properly enrolled and registered in a school, college, university, or trade school in this state, who holds a valid license from his home state or country. Who cannot be licensed? An Alabama driver license shall not be issued to persons under 16 years of age. Any person whose driving rights or privilege is suspended or revoked in any state. Any person afflicted with or suffering from a physical or mental impairment which, in the opinion of the ALEA or examining officer, will prevent such person from exercising reasonable and ordinary control over a motor vehicle. Any person failing to pass the examination when required. Any person who is a habitual drunkard or addicted to the use of narcotic drugs. Any person who is under the age of 19 that is not in compliance with Alabama Act 93-368. Which requires secondary school graduation or current attendance, with limited exclusions. Authorized presence. All applicants for an original Alabama driver license or identification card must submit proof of authorized presence in the United States as authorized under federal law. This will help us safeguard the accuracy and integrity of the Alabama law enforcement driver license documents and reduce the high cost involved as a result of using fraudulent identification in obtaining goods and services. A. Identification requirements. Applicants for an Alabama driver license or identification card must 1. Present two forms of identification, at least one of which contains a photograph. One form must be from the primary listing. 2. Present three forms of non-photo identification. One form must be from the primary listing. 3. Applicants transferring an out-of-state driver license must present their out-of-state driver license, social security card, or one of the other acceptable documents for social security number, and one other form from the primary listing. For the purpose of administering the licensing of non-working authorized foreign national applicants for an Alabama driver license and non-driver identification cards, the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency presumes their status in the United States to be unauthorized until the applicant presents documents evidencing, to the satisfaction of the department, that their presence in the United States is authorized. In addition to the identification requirements above, an applicant who has been deported from the United States must present proof from the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, that their legal presence status has been restored. B. Legal date of birth requirements. All applicants for any type of Alabama driver license or non-driver identification card must meet the age requirements relevant to the license or permit. A record existing on the driver license database, as a result of a previously issued Alabama driver license or Alabama non-driver identification card, may be considered proof of birth date. If no such record exists, only an original or certified copy of one of the primary listed documents could be accepted as proof of birth date. C. Documentation requirements. 1. Only a document, which is an original or a copy certified by the issuing agency, will be accepted. If a document is a copy, the certification attached to it must be original. 2. A document would be unacceptable if a correction fluid, whiteout, has been used on pertinent information. B. Erasure markings appear on pertinent information. C. Pertinent information is missing. D. Pertinent information is illegible. E. Alterations appear in pertinent information. F. A fold, crease, tear or hole obliterates or distorts pertinent information. G. A staple obliterates or distorts pertinent information. H. The document is not properly signed. D. Social Security number requirements. 1. Proof of Social Security number must be presented by the applicant under the following circumstances, unless the number is already in the database. A. When applying for any class driver license renewal, vessel license, or non-driver identification card, whether or not the applicant wishes to have the number appear on the license. 2. An original of one of the following documents is required as proof of a Social Security number. Social Security card. B. A certified letter, on letterhead, from the Social Security Administration stating the person's name and Social Security number. C. United States Military Identification Card. D. United States Military Form DD-214. E. Medicare, Medicaid Identification Card, if Social Security number is followed by the letter A. F. W-2 Tax Form. E. Notarization requirements. 1. Notarized documents must meet the following requirements. A. The notary's seal or stamp must be affixed to the document and must be legible. B. The notary's name must be legible. C. The notary's signature must be present. D. The complete date that the notary's commission expires must be legible and must have been current on the date the document was notarized. E. The state in which the notary is commissioned must be legible. F. Acceptable documentation for proof of name, date of birth and authorized presence documents must be original or copies certified by issuing agency. Unless otherwise noted, documents must be current or be of the type that does not expire. Immigration documents must reflect at least 160 days allowable time remaining in the United States. All applicants under the age of 19 must present a current student enrollment, exclusion form, DL-1-93. Forms may be obtained at your school or any driver license office. Forms must be completed and signed by authorized personnel. Social Security card, required for all applicants who have been assigned and, or are eligible for the assignment of a Social Security number by the Social Security Administration. Primary documents. May include date of birth. Certified U.S. birth certificate issued by an agency designated by state or federal authority. U.S. passport, current. Alabama identification card. Alabama driver license. Certificate of naturalization. Certificate of citizenship. U.S. certificate of birth abroad. Resident alien card. Valid foreign passport with a valid United States immigration document. Secondary documents. May not include date of birth. U.S. state issued driver license or non-driver ID card. Current international driver license, permit. Marriage license. U.S. Armed Forces driver license. U.S. Military DD-214. Professional license issued by a state or federal agency. Selective service card. Veterans Administration. Medical Insurance ID Card. United States Military ID Card. ID card issued by school with photo. School Enrollment Form, DL-193. Certified School Record Current Transcript Most Recent Report Card Certified Letter from School GED Certificate Certificate of Graduation. W-2 Tax Form along with a copy of the previous year's filed tax forms. Documents from Court of Record Divorce Decree Adoption Decree Name Change Decree Bankruptcy Decree. Probation or release documents issued by state or federal departments of correction with photo ID cards issued by the same authority or felon ID card issued by the sheriff of the county of applicant's residence. Additional secondary documents for non-U.S. citizens. Employment authorization document, with a valid social security card. Valid visa, with supporting documents authorizing presence in the U.S. for a period exceeding 160 days. Valid I-94 arrival, departure record issued by the DHS. Original form I-797, notice of action, issued by the DHS showing approval of change of status or extension of stay. Original form I-797, notice of action, issued by the DHS evidencing timely filing of an extension petition. Acceptable visa classifications. 5A. Any person lawfully present in the United States in the following non-immigrant categories is eligible to apply for an Alabama driver license, learner license, non-driver identification card, vessel license. A. B. Except B1, E, F, G4, H, I, J, K, L, M, NATO, O, P, Q, R, S, T, TN, TD, TPS or U or V visa categories. Note. F and M visa holders must also present Form I-20. J-1 and J-2 visa holders must also present Form DS-2019 or IAP-66. Foreign examinations. Driver license written examinations are available in foreign languages. Arabic, Chinese, Farsi, French, German, Greek, Japanese, Korean, Russian, Spanish, Thai and Vietnamese. Information on the administration of these tests may be obtained at the Driver License District Office. Hearing impaired examinations. The Alabama Department of Rehabilitation Services, in cooperation with the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, has made it possible for driver license written examinations to be administered to the hearing impaired in American Sign Language. This is administered using our automated testing equipment and is available only at certain driver license offices. Information on the administration of these tests may be obtained at the Driver License District Office. Oral examinations. Examinations are available for applicants that are unable to read and comprehend the knowledge tests. Oral examinations may be administered using our automated testing equipment. The Learner License and Restricted License. Alabama Driver's License Graduated License Law became effective October 1, 2002. Contact your local driver license office for information or log on to www.alia.gov. The minimum driving age in Alabama is 16. There are certain exceptions and restrictions. Learner License, 15 years old. Any person 15 years of age may obtain a restricted learner license for the purpose of learning to safely and effectively operate a motor vehicle. The examination for the license is taken from information in the Alabama Driver Manual. Upon passing the required examination, the applicant will be issued a Class D Alabama driver license with a Y restriction. The Y restriction indicates that the holder may operate a motor vehicle while accompanied by a person who is 21 years of age or older and who is duly licensed in this state or licensed or certified driving instructor occupying the seat beside the operator. After the holder's 16th birthday, the holder may operate a motor vehicle with any licensed driver occupying the seat beside the driver. This learner license is valid for 4 years and can be renewed once. Learner license. 16 years old. Any person 16 years of age or older who, except for his lack of instruction in operating a motor vehicle, would otherwise be qualified to obtain a driver license, may obtain a learner license upon passing the required examination. The examination for this license is taken from information in the Alabama Driver Manual. After passing the required examination, the applicant will be issued a Class D Alabama driver license with a Y restriction. The Y restriction indicates that the holder may operate a motor vehicle with a licensed driver occupying the seat beside the driver. This license is valid for 4 years. A learner license may be suspended or revoked in the same manner and for the same cause as a driver license and may also be revoked for any violations of the terms and conditions on which it was issued. Driver license. Any person 16 years of age but under 18 years of age who has held a learner license, to include a comparable license issued by another state, for 6 months or until their 18th birthday and has developed the necessary skills to safely operate a motor vehicle may present himself to his local driver license examiner for the road test. He must surrender his learner license at the time of the road test. Upon passing the road test, the applicant will be issued a new regular license with the Y restriction removed for the remainder of the 4-year period. This will be at no cost to the applicant. Motor-driven cycle license, 14 and 15-year-old. Any person 14 or 15 years of age may obtain a restricted license to operate a motor-driven cycle weighing not more than 200 pounds, nor exceeding 150cc engine displacement. The examination for this license is taken from the Alabama Motorcycle Manual. Upon passing the required examination, the applicant will be issued a Class M Alabama driver license with a B restriction. The B restriction indicates that the holder may operate a motor-driven cycle only. This license is valid for 4 years. Motorcycle license. 16 years old and older. Any person 16 years of age or older may obtain a license to operate a motorcycle. A motorcycle is defined as a motor vehicle having a seat or saddle for the use of the rider and designed to travel on not more than 3 wheels in contact with the ground but excluding a tractor. The examination for this license is taken from the Alabama Motorcycle Manual. Upon passing the required examination, the applicant will be issued a Class M Alabama driver license. Class M indicates that the holder may operate a motorcycle only. The license is valid for 4 years. In addition to the above licenses, the director of ALEA has the authority to impose restrictions on your driver license when it appears that these restrictions are necessary for you to operate a motor vehicle safely. A common restriction is the requirement of wearing corrective lenses while driving. Another is the use of mechanical devices that aid physically impaired persons. Operation of a motor vehicle in violation of restrictions may result in the loss of your license. Vessel license. Any person 12 years of age or older may obtain a vessel license upon passing the required vessel examination at your local driver license office. You may also present an approved certificate of completion of a boating safety course. Applicant must meet identification requirements. Vision screening. Those restricted to corrective lenses must wear them when taking the road test. If, as a result of the vision examination, it is found that lenses are needed to improve eyesight, you will be required to wear corrective lenses while driving. If you don't pass your vision examination, you will be required to have your eyes examined by a licensed eye specialist and return the report to the examiner. If the report shows that you can see well enough to operate a motor vehicle safely, you will be allowed to take the remainder of the test. Knowledge test. The fee for each knowledge test is $5, no checks accepted. This test contains questions on Alabama traffic laws, road signs, and rules of safe driving. The test will be taken from material found in this booklet. This manual is available on our website, www.alea.gov/driver-license-manuals. If you are applying for a learner license and pass the knowledge test, the examiner will issue your learner license upon payment of the required fee. If you are applying for a regular driver license and pass the road test, you will be issued your driver license upon payment of the required fee. If you are applying for a motor-driven cycle license and a learner license, you will be required to take both the motor-driven cycle and the learner license examination. If you are applying for a motor-driven cycle or a motorcycle license, you will need to study the material found in the motorcycle manual. You may pick this manual up at a driver license examining office, state trooper office, probate judge or license commissioner office. Automated testing is available to all applicants taking the driver license knowledge test. The road test. A driver license examiner will administer the road skills test, the final step toward qualifying for the privilege of driving on public roadways. A 16-year-old applicant must be accompanied by a parent or guardian. Before testing may begin, an examiner will inspect the vehicle to ensure it is in safe operating condition and has the required equipment, brake lights, left and right turn signals, horn. The applicant must present proof of insurance and vehicle registration, as well. A rental vehicle may only be used for testing if the applicant's name appears on the rental agreement as an additional driver. Before you drive, check tire pressure with a pressure gauge monthly. Buy a tire pressure gauge if you don't have one already. Open your car door. On the inside jamb, you should see a sticker. Write down or take a picture of the number that says PSI, the measurement for tire pressure. Remove the cap from the valve stem and use the pressure gauge to check the tire pressure. Make sure you check when they are cold. Compare the number on the gauge with the number you wrote down. If the number is too high, let air out of your tires. If the number is too low, inflate your tires until the numbers match. Check tread depth with a penny. Hold a penny with Abraham Lincoln's body between your thumb and forefinger. Place Lincoln's head first into the deepest looking groove. Can you see all of his head? If yes, your tires are too worn. Don't drive on them, and make sure to get them replaced. Adjusting seat and mirrors. You should be seated upright with your back against the seat and feet on the floor. Improper seating positions such as slouching can result in reduced effectiveness of the vehicle's restraint system. Adjust your seat and mirrors before you start to drive so you can see clearly and have full control of the vehicle's foot pedals and steering wheel with appropriate space for airbag deployment. Your foot should be able to pivot smoothly from brake to accelerator while your heel is kept on the floor. The top of the steering wheel should be no higher than the top of your shoulders and below chin level. Re-examination. If you appear to have a physical, mental impairment that could affect your driving ability, you may be required to furnish a physician's statement with condition as it pertains to your driving. You also may be required to appear periodically before an examiner to prove your ability to drive. Failure to report such conditions could result in license revocation. Identification cards, non-driver. A citizen of Alabama may apply to the local driver license examiner for a non-driver identification card. The same degree of proof of identification required of applicants for driver licenses in the state shall be required of applicants for non-driver identification cards. Identification cards are issued to applicants who do not physically qualify for a driver license, do not have a current Alabama driver license, or who wish to discontinue driving and surrender their license. The non-driver identification card bears a number and the name, date of birth, address, description of the person, and a color photo. The identification cards are available wherever driver licenses are available. Renewing your license. Your driver license expires 4 years after it is issued and the expiration date is shown on the license. The license may be renewed at any time within 180 days prior expiration at the offices of probate judge, license commissioner's offices, DL examining offices, self-serve kiosks or Alabama online driver license issuance system. Military personnel, their dependents, students attending college, or other licensed Alabama drivers who are temporarily out of state due to their job requirement may be eligible to apply if you have obtained an Alabama driver license with your picture and signature in the last 4 years. Application available on www.alia.gov/driver-license, forms, duplicate license or out-of-state renewal. Complete the application for a renewal or duplicate license for Alabama drivers who are temporary out-of-state military personnel, military dependents, or college students. Please see form for special instructions. Mail to Driver License Division, Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, P.O. Box 1471, Montgomery, Alabama, 36102-1471. A license will be issued, provided a current photo and signature are on file and mailed to the licensee's out-of-state address. An Alabama address must appear on the Alabama driver license. Alabama law provides a grace period of 60 days after expiration date of a driver license for the purpose of driver license renewal, and the driver license shall be valid for this time period. An Alabama driver license may be renewed without examination within a 3-year period after expiration. A license issued under these circumstances will be valid for a 4-year period from the last expiration date instead of 4 years from date of issue. Even though license renewal is possible up to 3 years after expiration, a person cannot legally operate a motor vehicle with an expired license. Duplicating your license. If your license is lost, destroyed, or becomes illegible, but has not yet expired, you should apply for a duplicate license at your probate judge or license commissioner office. No examination is necessary, but proof of identity such as a certified birth certificate is required at time of application. Any person making a false affidavit in obtaining a duplicate driver license may be charged with forgery, Title 13A93, perjury, Title 13A10-102, or both under the Criminal Code of Alabama and punished accordingly by fine, imprisonment, or both. Alabama online driver license issuance at www.alia.gov, quicklink www.alabama.gov, or self-serve kiosks. You may choose to renew or replace your driver license or state ID online. www.alabama.gov. Self-serve kiosks available in driver license examining offices to renew driver license, non-driver IDs, or order a duplicate license or state ID. To change your address or to add or remove license classes, restrictions and endorsements must see a driver license examiner. Alabama driver license and non-driver identification cards will not be forwarded to another address. Digital licensing for smartphones. Smartphones may download a digital license to show as a secure form of identification. Online renewal required for digital license. Change of name, change of address. If you wish to change your name, you should present proper documents, marriage certificate or court order, to your probate judge or license commissioner. A duplicate fee will be charged for a corrected license. Commercial driver license operators must go to a driver license office. After changing your address within Alabama, you have 30 days in which to notify the License Services Division of the new address. An Alabama citizen with a driver license or identification card may update their address without charge on their state driver record. A new license or card, however, will not be reissued. Visit the department's website, www.alia.gov/driver-license, change of address form for a change of address form. Please complete and mail this form to Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, Licensing Services Division, P.O. Box 1471, Montgomery AL 36102, 1471. To change your address on your Alabama driver license or Alabama non-driver identification card, you must appear in person at the local driver license examining office, judge of probate office or license commissioner's office. Before leaving the office, be sure and verify your correct mailing address to ensure you will receive your license or non-driver identification card. Alabama driver licenses and non-driver identification cards are not forwarded. Determining which Class OF license YOUNEED. Class OF license. Combination vehicles. GCWR over 26,000 pounds. Towed vehicle over 10,000 pounds. B. Trucks or buses over 26,000 pounds. GVWR. Any such vehicle towing a vehicle not in excess of 10,000 pounds. GVWR. C. Vehicles weighing 26,000 pounds. GVWR or less. Placarded for hazardous materials. Designed to seat more than 15 people including driver. D. Generally, all passenger vehicles, except vehicle in classes A, B, C, or M. M. Motorcycles and motor-driven cycles. V. Motorized watercraft. Commercial driver license. Alabama adopted the Federal Commercial Motor Vehicle Safety Act of 1986 and is part of a nationally uniform system of classifying, testing, and licensing commercial vehicle drivers. If you drive a commercial vehicle that falls into one of the following classifications, you must secure an Alabama Commercial Driver License, CDL. Class A. This classification applies only to combination vehicles with a gross combination weight rating, GCWR, exceeding 26,000 pounds, provided the gross vehicle weight rating, GVWR, of the vehicle being towed exceeds 10,000 pounds. The holder of a Class A license, which includes any appropriate endorsements, may operate all vehicles included in Class B, C, and D. Class B. This class includes single or combination vehicles where the GVWR of the single vehicle exceeds 26,000 pounds. The vehicle in tow must not exceed 10,000 pounds. Class B licensees, with appropriate endorsements, may drive all vehicles in Class C or D. Class C. Vehicles designed to transport 16 or more passengers, including the driver, and vehicles placarded for hazardous materials, that do not meet the criteria for Class A or B above fall under this classification and may drive all vehicles in Class D. CDL endorsements are required for double, triple trailers, tanker vehicles, passenger vehicles and vehicles placarded for hazardous materials. Endorsements. N. Tanks 1,000 gallons or greater. H. Hazardous materials. X. Tanks and hazmat. T. Double, triple trailers. P. Greater than 15 passengers including driver. S. School bus. Commercial driver's manuals and information are available at your local driver license office. Vessel license. In 1994, the Alabama Boating Safety Reform Act was passed requiring operator certification for all operators of motorized watercraft. Persons ages 12 years old and older may obtain a vessel license. In 2001, the Boating Safety Enhancement Act was passed mandating anyone who turned 12 years old after January 1, 2002, may, after obtaining a vessel license, operate a vessel only if an adult 21 years old or older with a vessel license is on board and in a position to take immediate control of the vessel. A licensed operator, 14 years old or older, may operate alone. Persons born before April 28, 1954 are exempt from examination but are required to go to their driver license office to have vessel class issued. Vessel manuals are available at your local driver license office. The same identification is required for first-time applicants getting a vessel license if they do not already have an Alabama driver license or non-driver identification card. Appointment information. Schedule 550 appointment online. Visit www.alia.gov/driver-license, schedule 550 appointment. License fees. Visit website www.alia.gov/Department of Public Safety, driver-license, document requirements and fees. License fees are subject to change and will be slightly higher in counties where local legislation permits a higher fee. Present your license. In Alabama, a driver must have an appropriate driver license, or learner permit, in his or her possession while operating a motor vehicle and be prepared to present that driver license to any law enforcement officer upon his or her request.